Hello, and welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast, brought to you by theaterinchicago.com. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, giving you Chicago's theater news for the week of April 10th, 2006. It's the return of the Knights Who Say, Nee! That's right, the Tony Award winner for Best Musical of 2005, that's Monty Python's Spamalot, for those of you out there, will be triumphantly returning to its world premiere home here in Chicago. The showing at the Cadillac Palace Theater will be a limited engagement running from Wednesday, April 19th, through Sunday, June 4th. Spamalot premiered here back in December of 2004, enjoying a completely sold-out run before it went off onto Broadway. Once it was on the Great White Way, it took home a few Tony Awards, including Best Musical and Best Director Mike Nichols. Oh, yes, and its cast also won a 2006 Grammy Award for Best Musical Album. Monty Python's Spamalot is the hottest ticket in town. Do not miss it. The Goodman Theater continues its 2005-2006 season with the play that is sweeping the nation, The Clean House by Chicago native Sarah Rule. Acclaimed local artist Jessica Thebus will be directing the play that the New York Times called visionary. Thebus' cast will include Goodman favorites Mary Beth Fisher and Patrick Clear. The Clean House runs April 29th through June 4th in the Albert Theater. Evanston's Next Theater has announced its 2006-2007 season. The season starts off with Helen, a Blackburn Prize winner by Ellen McLaughlin that retells the story of the Helen of Troy. Next will be Miss Witherspoon, the Chicago premiere of Christopher Durang's satire. Then The Adding Machine, a chamber musical, a world premiere musical based on Elmer Rice's masterpiece about a man and his relationship with the great American corporation. And finally, Frozen, the Chicago premiere of Brian Lavery's 2004 Tony-nominated play. The Goodman Theater has announced a new addition to its 2006-2007 season, the acclaimed drama In the Continuum. The play, written by Dana Guerrera and Nicole Salter, will be performed by its writers and directed by Robert O'Hara. In the Continuum dramatizes the problem of HIV and AIDS among African-American women told from a woman's perspective. The play will run in the Owen Theater from May 25th through June 24th of next year. The management company of the Athenaeum Theater, SCT Productions, has named a new general manager for the Lakeview stage. Daniel Solari will be taking the place of his father, Fred Solari, the theater's longtime manager who died unexpectedly last month. Solari will also serve as the vice president of the production company founded by his father back in 1969. Joan Solari will now become the president and executive director of SCT Productions. Good luck, you two. We're all with you. And in non-related news, Edward Albee is the first person named to a new playwriting fellowship at Princeton University. He will teach there for several months in the fall of 2007 and also write a new play for the local theater. Albee, who is 78 years old, was the winner of 3 Pulitzer Prizes. Not a bad choice. If you haven't heard already, or you have, we have an interview with Don Hall on this podcast. Don Hall is the producer of the Chicago Improv Festival, and he will be talking about the 9th annual festival running from April 24th through the 30th at the Athenaeum, along with other venues. But here's some of the lineup for the Chicago Improv Festival, a Chicago special, if you will. The biggest headliner is the Horatio Sanz All-Stars, featuring Horatio Sanz from Saturday Night Live. Also, don't miss the Toronto groups Slap Happy and the Williamson Playboys. The local improv troupe Cook County Social Club will be headlining on Friday night at Studio One. Also featured will be Mad TV Stars and Writers on Hiatus, both of which are from Los Angeles. for more information, check out www.cif.com. Again, that's www.cif.com. Thank you for listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Don't forget that we have a new Chicago Theater News podcast ready for your ears every Monday. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.